Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
Well, it will be Mount Tom's basketball to start this second quarter. Coming off the layup by Emma Wilbur just before the buzzer sounded, and Lady Bombers are with the ball up 10-9. Jackson inbounds it to Gilbert. We're back underway. Gilbert dribbling on the right wing. Takes the screen, goes up to the top, throws over on the left side to Yates. Yates will dribble up to the top, now goes over to the right. Takes the screen from Wilbur. Picks over drill. Tries to throw it to Jackson. Passes a little overhead. It goes out of bounds. And that will be Mount Tom's sixth turnover of the evening as we are 16 seconds into the second quarter. Bologna will get the ball back with a chance back on top. Warren Waymeyer checking back in for Mount Tom, replacing Emma Wilbur. This game's had four lead changes so far, no ties, except 0-0, of course. Here is Madeline Tipton into the front court. She checked in between quarters. Over to Patterson. Finds Cash cutting into the lane for the layup. Good. A good pick and roll for Ashlyn Cash. She has 4 points, and that is our fifth lead change this evening. Lady Bombers trail 11-10. Here's Gilbert into the front court. Dribbling to the elbow. Kicks out to Jackson. Jackson's going to drill out to the wing. Now throws up top to Norcross. Now Waymeyer has it near the top. Down to Yates just outside the lane. She's going to go in for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 7:13 left in the half. Mount Tom with a chance to go back on top with these free throw attempts after Madeline Tipton picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 3 against the Lady Eagles. Aston Yates' first free throw is up. No good. Well, we can still tie it. We'll still have our first tie this evening. Yates' second shot is up. Good. She gets one of two, and that is our first tie tonight. Knotted up at 11 all with 7:13 left to play in the half. Mirrors into the front court for Bologna. Throws over on the left side to Patterson. Patterson's going to drill down to the low block. Loses, almost lost the handle of the ball. Now she does get it, but she travels. Are they going to call an offensive foul? Nope, it's going to be a travel. But either way, that is Valonia's third turnover of the night. Comes with 7:01 left in the half. Mount Tom with a chance to go back on top. We're tied at 11 right now. Gilbert with it on the left wing. Dribbles down towards the corner. Has the ball knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Valonia. Valonia's one to say it was off Gilbert, but the officials are not going to agree with them. Kay Jackson will inbound it near the corner with 6:51 left to play in the half. Inbound pass. Try to throw it to Gilbert. Pass goes wide of her. Goes out of bounds. And that is Mount Tom's seventh turnover of the evening. Comes with, 6:51 left to play in the half. McCarron Mullins going to check back in, replacing Kate Jackson. Our score, 11 all. Patterson walks the ball across the timeline for the Lady Eagles. Now throws over on the left side to Tipton. She's going to try for the three to put Bologna back on top, and she gets it. Madeline Tipton with her first 3 points of the night. 14-11, Lady Eagles up, 6:33 left in the half. Gilbert throws over to Yates on the left side. Now drills to the corner. Now is going down into the lane for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Aston Yates will go to the line to try to convert the three-point play and tie this game back up once again with 6:23 left in the half. Ashlyn Cash picks up her first personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against the Lady Eagles. Free throw for Yates is up and in. And that should say 14 all. Okay, it finally does. So that is our second tie tonight. Ball goes over on the right side to White. Now up top to Mears. Back over to White on the right wing. White's going to drill down into the lane. Now kicks out to Mears on the left side. Mears will give it back to White on the left wing. To Mears in the corner. Mears dribbles out to the wing. Now it's going down into the lane. And I believe a foul's going to be called on Mount Tom before the shot attempt. I believe they're going to get Annie Norcross with that foul. No, they're going to get Lauren Waymeyer. And looks like a timeout's going to be called. That is Lauren Waymeyer's First personal foul, team foul number three against Mount Tome, and the timeout's called by Valonia. We'll break with 6:01 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mount Tome and Valonia tied up at 14. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hey, Bomber fans, it's Adrian Blackwell from Arvest Bank. This cheer is a shout out to our awesome teachers and amazing paraprofessionals. Thank you for leading with a servant heart, fully devoted to reaching every student every time. We know our children are in good hands when it comes to their learning and development. Your tireless effort to learn new methods of teaching make you forever heroes to many. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
Well, for some reason, the scorekeeper took the took a basket off the scoreboard for Valonia, and I don't know why. It should be 14-all. Now it should be 16-14 as Claire Grace Payer takes a pass in the lane, inbound pass in the lane, and puts up the jumper off the glass and in. Should be 16-14. The scoreboard shows 14-all. Here is Yates with it. Throws it up top to Gilbert. Being met by a double team as they're going with the zone. And now a foul's going to be called against Valonia with 5:40 left to play in the half. That foul is on Lauren Patterson, her first personal foul, team foul number five against the Lady Eagles. Kay Jackson checks in for Cameron Mullen for Mount Tome. Ball goes to Gilbert, back to Yates, now to Gilbert once again. About to be met by a double team, trying to get out of it. Ball goes to Yates, tries to throw down to Waymire. Pass goes well wide of her, goes out of bounds. That is Mount Tome's eighth turnover of the night with 5:29 left to play in the half. The score says 14-all. It should be 16-14, Valonia up. Here is Patterson into the front court. Throws over on the left side to Mears. Mears will dribble up to the top. Now gives it to Patterson on the left side. Back up top to Mears. She'll take the screen from White. Now goes down into the lane for the layup. Off the glass, no good, but draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line with 5:09 left to play in the half. Lauren Waymire picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number four against Mount Tome here in the second half. So it will be Lainey Mears at the free throw line for the first time tonight. With 5:09 left to play in the half, Mears' first free throw is up and good. Emma Wilbur's checking back in for Mount Tome, replacing Lauren Waymire. So one more free throw for Mears to shoot. Second shot is up, and she gets both. Lainey Mears with her first 2 points. And now a stoppage of play. I wonder if they're talking about what the score should be. They've got 16-14, Valonia. I've got 18-14, actually. So I'm not sure what the I'm not sure why they wiped one off the board earlier. Okay, now they've got it right. It is 18-14. So, 5:09 let's play in the half as Mount Tome will have the ball trailing by four. So, where we go. Ball goes into Kay Jackson, gives it back to Gilbert, who will walk it into the front court. Gives it to Yates. Yates going to throw it down to Elma Wilbur. She has the ball knocked away and stolen by the Lady Eagles. Mears throws it down to Patterson in the right corner. Now she dribbles out to the wing. Now throws it up top to Floyd. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Good. Kenzie Floyd with her first 3 points of the night, and it's a three-possession lead for Valonia. 21-14 our score with 4:41 left to play in the half, and Mount Tome's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 4:40 left in the half. It is Valonia leading Mount Tome 21-14. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mount Tome taking the timeout with 4:40 left to play in the half as they trail Valonia 21-14. Both teams are now out of 30-second timeouts. They each have all three of their full timeouts remaining. Ball goes into Kate Jackson. Now back to Gilbert, who gets into the front court. Gilbert dribbles to the left elbow, kicks out to Jackson. Jackson will dribble up to the top, throws over to Norcross. Norcross has on the right side and has the ball knocked away, but a foul's going to be called on Valonia. with 4:27 left to play in the half. That foul is on Lainey White. That's her first personal foul. That's the last foul Valonia has to give. The next one will put the Lady Bombers in the bonus. Ball goes to Gilbert. Now over to Jackson on the left side. Down to Yates in the elbow. Over to Waymar in the corner. Now out to Jackson on the left wing. Now Gilbert has it there on the wing. Gilbert drills a little close to the top. Now Jackson has it. Tries to throw a cross-court pass to Waymar. Ill-advised Valonia comes up with steal. Ball, they throw the ball into the front court, knocked away by the Lady Bombers. He'll go out of bounds. Valonia will inbound it on the baseline with 3:55. Let's play in the first half. Kay Jackson checks out of the game, being replaced by Cameron Mullen. Mears will inbound the ball for Valonia, throws it into Floyd, up top to White. White will dribble to the right side. Now she's going to the low block, going in for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Lainey White will go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 3:47. Let's play in the half. Andy Norcross picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number five against the Lady Bombers. Norcross will take a seat as she's replaced by Emma Wilbur. So it will be Lainey White trying to give Valonia a double-digit lead now. Free throw for White is up. No good, and the rebound comes to Kate Gilbert. Gilbert into the front court, dribbling up top. Throws over to Yates on the left side. Yates takes a screen from Wilbur, dribbles up to the top, picks up a drill, gives it back to Gilbert. Gilbert thought about three, now throws over to Yates on the right side. Less than 3.5 minutes left to play in this half. Yates dribbling on the right side. Now she's going down towards the low block. Now being met by a triple team, and it's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to be Valonia's ball in the possession arrow. That is Mount Tom's 11th turnover this evening. 3:16, that's play in the half. Lady Eagles get the ball back, leading 23-14. Patterson will walk the ball into the front court for Valonia. Mount Tom once again in a man-to-man, and Patterson throws over on the left side to White. Now up top to Floyd. Floyd's going to drill down to the lane, going in for the layup. No good. Rebound is chased down by Prater, but she throws it right to the hands of Lauren Waymire. So they get the rebound and the turnover. Valonia does. Here is Gilbert back the other way for Mountain Home. Throws over to Mullen on the right side. She's going to drill towards the lane. Finds Waymire on the low block for the layup. Good. Lauren Waymire with 4 points. 23-16, Valonia leading it with 2:41 left to play in the half. Patterson across the timeline gives it to White. White dribbling between the circles. Throws over on the left side to Prater. Up top now to Patterson. Over on the right side to Rotman. Up top to Floyd. Now Floyd's looks like Valonia's going to call a timeout. So we'll break with 2:23 left to play in the half. It is Valonia leading Mountain Home 23-16. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASU Mountain Home is proud to be recognized as the top in the nation, located within minutes of two beautiful lakes and three rivers that feature great fishing and water sports. Hiking, camping, and hunting opportunities also abound in this region. The campus of ASUMH, situated on scenic rolling hills, will truly inspire you to reach for your educational goals and change your life. Your future looks awesome at ASUMH. Live it while you learn it. For more information, visit asumh.edu.
Arkansans appreciate community. We work and raise families, care for our neighbors, and come together in good times and bad. At First Security, that local strength is what we love best about our home state. There's commitment here, and heart, and hope. That's Arkansas strong. Thanks to everyone who is standing together, learning from one another, and making Arkansas a place we all love to call home. We're proud to be your community bank. First Security, bank better. Member FDIC.
Here's Prater with the ball near the elbow, coming out of the Valonia timeout. Throws over to White on the right side, down to Rotman in the corner. Rotman drills out to the wing, throws up top to Prater. Prater drills to the right side, gives it to White in the corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer, and she gets it. Lainey White with 5 points on the night, 26-16. It's a double-digit lead for Valonia with 2 minutes left of the half. Gilbert across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. Throws over to Mullen on the right side. Back up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill to the elbow. Gives it on the corner to Wilbur. Wilbur has the ball knocked away, but gets it back. Now gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert takes the screen. Takes another screen. She's going to drill to the elbow. Pull up for the jumper. She gets it. And a late foul call. It was a stoppage of play. It was a late foul call, I believe. So Kate Gilbert with the basket. And so she's going to go to the line for the and one. That foul is on. And see who they call that foul on. I guess they called it on Brandi Rodman. That's her second foul. And Gilbert does get the free throw. And the seventh team foul against Valonia. So it should be 26-19 with 1:32 left to play in the half. They didn't put the basket on the free throw on the board yet. They need to do that. Here is Patterson into the front court. Throws it over to Floyd. She's going to try for the three-pointer, and she gets a long three-pointer for Kenzie Floyd. She now has 6 points. It should be 29-19. The scoreboard says 29-18. 1:13 left to play in the half. Gilbert dribbling to the corner. She's going to pull up for the jumper. No good, but draws contact. She'll hit the free throw line with 1:08 left to play in the half. Lainey White picks up her second personal foul. That's the 18th foul against the Lady Eagles. Karen Mullen checking out the game, being replaced by Kate Jackson from Mountain Home. Still didn't put that free throw that they okayed Gilbert on the board yet. 1:08 left in this half. First free throw for Gilbert is up and good. So they called that a 1-1, said the foul was on the floor, so she does earn the bonus after she gets the first one. Second free throw for Gilbert is up, and she gets both. So Kate Gilbert with 7 points now. It should be 29-21. Valonia up. It says 29-20. Here is Mears with it. Throws over to Patterson. Less than a minute left in the half. Here's Floyd with it now. Floyd's going to dribble behind her back, and it goes to the elbow. Kicks out to Mears on the left side. Now over on the right side. Now to Madeline Tipton. Back over to Mears. Mears takes the screen. She's going to drill to the lane. Tries to throw it down to Cash. Ball's knocked away and stolen by the Lady Bombers. Ball goes to Gilbert. Still haven't put that free throw that they owe Mountain Home on the board. Down to 35 seconds left in the half. Gilbert's about to be met by a double team. Picks up a dribble now. Now throws it to Jackson. And now Mountain Home's going to call timeout. We'll break with 23.5 seconds left to play in the half. It is Valonia leading Mountain Home 29-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
It may surprise you to hear that it doesn't hurt our feelings when we're told Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville are old-fashioned names. In fact, we kind of like it. Old-fashioned is caring, kindness, honesty, truly valuable these days, as are unique solutions. So in the year ahead, we're investing in the best user-friendly technology in banking while keeping our old-fashioned values intact. We're excited about 2021 at the Home of Me Banking, member FDIC.
Well, during the timeout, they finally got the score corrected. It is 29-21. Valonia up with 23.5 seconds. They have to try and put that free throw on the board. Amelia Rucker inbounding the ball for Mountain Home. Throws it into Kate Gilbert. Gilbert's about to be met by a double team. Kicks up top to Jackson. Now back over to Gilbert. Back over to Jackson. Down to 13 seconds left. Jackson's going to pull up for the three on the left side. No good. Yates gets offense rebound. Has the ball knocked away. Oh, they're going to call travel. Man, I thought she had the ball knocked away from her. So Mountain Home gets credit with the rebound, but then is called for their 12th turnover of the night with 7.7 seconds left. Floyd will inbound it to Patterson. Patterson quickly into the front court, going into the lane, and she's going to be called for the offensive foul. 2.8 seconds left as Patterson picks up her second personal foul. That's the ninth team foul against the Lady Eagles, and their sixth turnover of the night. So Patterson's going to check out the game, being replaced by Elaney White. 2.8 as Mount Tomah has time to get one more shot off before the half. Yates will inbound it to Gilbert into the front court. It was actually knocked away, but Gilbert's able to get it. Puts up the long shot at the buzzer. No good. And we've reached the end of the first half. Well, our first two quarters are in the books. Our score at the break, Valonia leading Mount Tomah 29-21. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.